Anyone paying attention while walking through the marketplace of ideas is fully aware that the issue of abortion remains the most volatile cultural topic of our day.
Here to unpack present-day issues from a biblical perspective is Janet Parshall.
Rasmussen has released a poll on where Americans stand on the subject of abortion. What they found was that a slim majority, 53%, considered themselves as pro-choice. That should surprise no one. Humanism, and that is the basis of this thinking, is predicated on the exaltation of self. There is no belief in a transcended code of moral or ethical behavior. There's no God to whom we are accountable, and therefore there's a failure to see the image of God in the preborn. My truth becomes the truth, which ultimately leads to cultural chaos and death. We fail to clearly articulate the relationship between cause and effect, choices and consequences. Most adults know how children are conceived. Logic dictates that not engaging in the behavior that potentially produces children or using options to prevent conception would be the wise and prudent choice if someone doesn't want a child. But logic and prudence don't seem to play much of a role in this area. And for the record, just 1% of women obtain an abortion because they became pregnant through rape, and less than 0.5% do so because of incest. According to the Guttmacher Institute, the research arm of Planned Parenthood, the majority of women choose abortion because a baby would interfere with education or work, or she can't afford a child. Engaging in a behavior that may result in a pregnancy is the ultimate choice and consequence situation. The polling data reflects support for abortion because it preserves a way out of a choice that created undesired consequences. Yet those who hold this humanistic worldview on abortion also find themselves in a kind of moral quagmire. Rasmussen found that 66% of Americans don't think abortion should be legal beyond the 12th week of pregnancy or past the end of the first trimester. Why is that? Not wanting a baby to interfere with education or work would, if those reasons were legitimate, still hold past 12 weeks, as would not being able to afford a child. So why 12 weeks? Here's where worldviews come into conflict. Is it because the baby starts to become recognizable? Does he or she start to look like us? Or is it because the transcendent idea of Imago Dei, being made in the image of God, starts to take hold as the baby matures? Do we start to see not only God, but ourselves in the preborn? This polling data is ultimately good news. Shifting sand never serves as a good foundation for either a house or a worldview. The reason barely half of Americans support abortion is because they want to preserve the choice to opt out. But another huge portion of the culture recognizes life and the image of God in all of us. That's a glass half full story, if ever there was one. Those are my thoughts. I'm Janet Parshall.
For more information, go to janetparshallcommentary.org or email us at janetparshallcommentary@moody.edu.